With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An award-winning scholar and author says China is the real power behind Iran's growing threat to the United States. Bob Agnew explains.
Gordon Chang says absent support from China,
Iran would not have been able to attack Israel on October 7th.
And for the past 2 years,
China took more than 90% of Iran's exports of crude oil.
Chang says China's even a major player in Iran's growing threat to the United States.
Iran couldn't make weapons without Chinese microchips.
Gordon Chang is author of Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Israeli military issues sweeping evacuation orders covering Rafah, indicating it could soon launch new ground attacks in the southernmost city in Gaza.
The Israeli military has indicated it could launch another major offensive in Rafah and has ordered most of the southernmost city in the Gaza Strip evacuated. Israel ended its ceasefire with Hamas and renewed its air and ground war earlier this month. At the beginning of March, it cut off all supplies of food, fuel, medicine and humanitarian aid to the territories to pressure Hamas to accept changes to the truce agreement. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has nominated a new domestic security chief after he moved to fire the current one. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 300,000 people are still without power after deadly storms hit the Midwest this week. At least six deaths have been confirmed. A truck driver was killed in Indiana when intense wind blew his semi over. A tree fell into a trailer in Oklahoma, killing a person. In Michigan, three people in the same family were killed when a tree hit their car. Another person died in Indiana when an Amish buggy was flipped over due to heavy wind. The death toll from this is SRN News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is out with its annual list of global violators.
The list of countries that repress religious liberty includes familiar names, such as Burma, China, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, and Saudi Arabia. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom recommends that the State Department designate Afghanistan, India, Nigeria, and Vietnam as violators as well. It also urges the Trump administration to appoint a new ambassador at large for international religious freedom. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Britain's proposed assisted suicide law for terminally ill people could be delayed until 2029. That's after the next election, casting doubts over the future of that legislation. Lawmakers backed the bill last year, but its implementation date is being pushed back another 2 years. This is SRN News. Markets moved higher after Friday's losses. We hear more about the day's activities from Seth Sutel, reporting from New York City.
Stocks shook off an early loss and wound up mostly higher on Wall Street. Markets remained jumpy ahead of another round of tariffs being announced this week. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Monday after another roller coaster day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also swerved higher. The Dow added 417 points. That's about 1%. Slides for Nvidia, Microsoft, and other big tech stocks sent the Nasdaq Composite down 0.1%. The swings on Wall Street came as markets mostly fell overseas. Markets are worried that new tariffs coming up on Wednesday from President Donald Trump will worsen inflation and grind down economic growth. Seth Sutel, New York.
Four civilians are on their way to becoming the first to fly over Earth's polar region. They blasted off into space Monday evening in a SpaceX rocket from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. More at SRNnews.com.